Hello and welcome to days 31, 32, and 33 of 40 Seconds for 40 Days. I want to share a short idea that hopefully is worth 3 days in its essence, and that is there's a story told of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev, one of the great Hasidish Rebbes of our times, of previous generations, and he was known to do the following odd thing that I think we can learn a tremendous amount from. He, every now and again, in the middle of davening, in the middle of services, in the middle of learning, in the Beit Midrash, whatever it was, every now and again, he would give a big clap on the bima, he would bang, and he would say the following. He would say that there is a God in heaven, and we have to serve him, and we have to be close to him, and we have to have a connection to him. Now, you can imagine the scene, we are coming off the coattails of Rosh Hashanah. Imagine a great rabbi getting up in the middle of Musaf and just clapping on the bima and saying, by the way, everyone, just so you know, we have to serve God. It sounds insane. It sounds absolutely crazy until we realize that even the greatest of rabbis, even the greatest of greats, struggle with the concept and with the ability to notice that God is with us at all times, to notice that we have the ability to connect to God at all moments. And ultimately, we have to strive for noticing that God is with us at all times, that we have to try to connect to God at all possible times, even to go so far as to say, to clap on the bima, to remind everyone, to remind ourselves that this is the case. Now, I'm not recommending that anyone do this, like a Kol Nidre or Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. That's not recommended. But nonetheless, the concept that we should do our best to sort of wake ourselves up, to give ourselves a clap on the head, clap on the back, whatever it is, to remind ourselves as often as we can, that God is with us. God is here with us right now. This is the message of this time period, that it's not that God is only with us in Elul, God is only with us in Tishrei through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. God is with us at all moments. And if we can let that idea penetrate our hearts and our minds, then God willing, this year of 5783 could be different than every year in the past. Wishing everyone a beautiful day.